Somehow we touched on this on Friday. Giorgio and I did while we were out at Fannin Tree Farm. And I got to giggling about all the garbage language that we use in business settings. And some of our P1s are so well steeped in this because they have to go to it every day. They go to some generic business and all they do is just slay each other with garbage business language that means nothing. And I read a great piece on this, which has on the cover of the piece this picture of people in a business setting. And this is part of the little language bubbles that are above each person's head as they're talking to each other. How do we future-proof the initiative? Somebody responds, with these key learnings, we can co-create innovative win-wins. Let's drop and pin this and take it offline. This will require an omni-channel push, people. Just to level set for a moment.
What does that mean?
I guess it means just to talk about it on this particular level I'm about to speak on. Let's level set this.
What a waste.
What's the business critical ask? What's the business critical ask?
What does that mean?
Hey, believe me, all these P1s, they know what is kind of meant by all this stuff. But the point is, in garbage business language speak, there's easier ways of saying all this.
But it doesn't sound businessy.
Correct.
It doesn't
sound like you are on the cutting edge of precision language.
And I'm smart. What's the business ask? Instead of saying, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Just to level set for a moment.
That was funny when you went wireless and the two people that you spoke to
were
their
business people. Yeah.
And it made George belly laugh when they said their job titles.
Yes, one dude we talked to, and you may remember him from last year, Junior. He was a product manager.
Right.
Think about how generic that job is. I am a product manager.
And then the female was something business operations,
yeah,
or something like that.
And then you ask them, what do they do? And they say, I really don't even know. I don't know.
They knew it was generic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They both prefaced it by saying, okay, it's kind of generic. And then when they said it, it's like, okay, you are correct.
How do we future-proof the initiative?
So they do
this.
How
do we think ahead? You could just say that.
They do this. If you're the employee, you speak like this, so your boss will think that you're really into it. If you're the boss, you speak like this, so the employee will think that you're on another level.
You're the smartest guy in the room. That's why you're the boss.
Craig, I don't think you have the bandwidth to drill down on this. And Donovan, I'll block out a touch base on my cow, and we'll figure out how to operationalize this.
Okay. Thank you, I think.
It's so obnoxious. And the P1s who live this every day. The funny thing is like everyone makes fun of it when they get away from that setting.
Yes.
Everyone knows it's a complete joke of human beings communicating. Hell, we even have business jargon bingo. What do they call that? Mm-hmm. It's called something, some other kind of bingo. But it is basically this garbage talk bingo that you do with business buzzword bingo.
And you have to hit the hot spots.
Yeah.
It's like a Hobath.
Mm-hmm. What?
In business. It's the business Hobath.
What does that mean?
You know what that means.
Sounds like somebody's last name, Hobath.
Okay.
Isn't that the company that made industrial strength dishwashers?
That's Hobart.
Very good.
Yeah. They made mixers, too. You'd always see Hobart machines in commercial kitchens.
Robart.
So the bosses that speak like that to their employees, they go home every night and they drink heavily, don't they? Because they know that it's all BS.
They cry.
Yes. They cry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this, there was a book that came out called Uncanny Valley that was written by this woman named Anna, either Weiner or Weiner.
Let's say Weiner.
Yes, okay. Please.
Anyway, she moved from to San Francisco from Brooklyn in 2014 and was involved in the tech business. And she was really good about writing about what she called garbage language and the verbal habits of her peers in business. She said people used a sort of non-language, which was neither beautiful nor especially efficient. It was a mashup of business speak with athletic and wartime metaphors. inflated with self-importance. Calls to action, front lines and trenches, blitz scaling. Companies didn't fail, they died. She also described a guy who wheeled around her office on a scooter, barking out commands into this wireless headset about growth hacking and proactive technology and parallelization.
What?
Parallelization. And the first mover advantage. And he would just talk about all this stuff all the time into his headset, and everyone would just totally ate it up. Loved it.
I think that's where it's the worst in the technology field. Because they need to let you know how smart they are about all of this.
Yep.
And so they speak to you that way. And okay, and I'm impressed because I have no idea what's happening. Okay. You sound like you know exactly what you're talking about, and they're just speaking in circles.
The writer of this piece said that he knew a guy that was like the scooter riding guy that barked out this stuff for Anna Weiner. He said, but his guy on a scooter was actually a woman named Megan. What did Megan do? Mostly she set meetings, or as she called them, syncs. When you would get together with someone else and you would sync.
Oh, S-Y-N-C.
Sync on something. Yes, S-Y-N-C.
Not the S-I-N-K. Yeah.
They were the worst kind of meeting, the kind where attendees circle the concept of work without wading into the substance of it. Megan's syncs were filled with discussions of cadences and connectivity and up-leveling, as well as the necessity to refine and iterate moving forward.
Oh, my God.
Accumulation.
Yes. He says the primary unit of meaning was the abstract metaphor. I don't think anyone knew what anyone was saying, but I also think we were all convinced that we were the only ones who didn't know while everyone else was on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in one of those meetings and you don't understand, are you going to raise your hand up and say,
No way.
No, you're just going to conform,
what
right?
What do you mean we're going to up-level a parallel track? What does that mean?
I have no idea what's going on here.
Do you even know what that means or what's going on
sounds
here?
Sounds pretty Habu to me.
It is
you know
kind
what?
Of Habu.
I was going to say, we have
Habu.
A little bit of that language.
We definitely have that. Now, the show host and everything, we're somewhat insulated from this because
right.
we just come in here and do our job. But the whole business side of our company,
when we have to sit,
guaranteed
in those...
they'd use all this garbage language. Wait, how is that real? What is that from? Do we have some sort of video that had Habu Day?
We have a full jingle
yes.
for it.
And why don't you guys explain what that stands for? Since I don't know,
I can't remember what Habu stands for either. It was some sort of thing we're supposed to remember, though.
You want
to
hear the full jingle?
Yeah, let's go.
Time, wasting time, isn't something you should want to do. Now, it's a new day, and a better plan is waiting for you.
All right, that's genius. Because someone did that with tongue in cheek. That is funny.
Habu stands for highest and best use.
Highest and best use.
Yeah.
We're supposed to Habu everything around here. But that.
So,
they're not being serious when they're singing that.
Are you sure?
Well, I think that they're. They still want you to Habu things.
Somebody's trying to impress somebody else by putting that together.
Because
that
you
is.
Don't have you don't make a jingle that elaborate.
But do you think when they got
just say, hey, do the Habu principle?
They got the script and you want me to sing this?
Well, yeah, what
like
is
I'm
this?
Classically trained and yes. they're trying to make a little money on the side.
They're being
Habba Dabba Doo Day.
They're being ironic in this jingle. You have to be being ironic. Just listen to the build up before they even sing. It is so overwritten musically.
And I wonder.
All right, stop.
I wonder what was on the cutting room floor. That's the Flintstones. So where did we go? Did we try something else first?
Right,
Gilligan's Island, and they went, no, that wouldn't work. Let's go with the Flintstones. Okay, all right.
It's been a good reminder, though, and I feel like this segment has been Habu, right?
Yes, we Habu'd this segment by talking about it.
Highest
and I love every time
use?
We talk about this, the P1s will send us, probably sometimes illegally, memos that they receive from bosses or communiques they receive from a coworker that is just chock full of this business speak. And oftentimes it'll be two or three paragraphs that say, basically, we're still working on it. That's just the message that they're giving. But they dress it up and just they embed that message within so much jargon and garbage language. It's funny. So if any P1s have examples of the garbage business speak that you endure every day, just send them to me.
I'm going to make you guys a promise. If we get an all-staff email or memo and I don't understand it, uh-huh, I'm going to reply all.
Okay.
And it's going to be capital letters and it's just going to say, what?
What?
I'm going to be the one that breaks the seal. Because
okay,
we will all see something and we have no idea what's happening.
Courage. Mm-hmm.
If we do it, I promise you, I'll be the one.
That's good. That's
that will
good.
Go,
from a 30,000 foot level, we should omni-track that.
That's force cumulus right there.
Yeah, does that stand for something?
Yeah, force was something else we were supposed to remember. That and Habu.
Okay.
What?
Boy, what if you're the guy that opens the floodgates and you question it and then there are 3,000 responses? Yeah, I got no idea what this means either.
Yeah, and then the whole company falls down. And we're propped up by all this business speak. It's the only thing holding us aloft.
Our stock plummets.
Right.
Oh, wait, it's already done that.
Dude, what are you doing?
And then it all traces back to me replying,
yeah, what? What? You question the magic.
What?
You need? No one needs to point out that the emperor's not wearing clothes. Just keep believing.
The Great Recession 2.0 was triggered by Donovan Lewis, a radio host in Dallas, who questioned Habu.
What? Here's his quote. What?
I know we're getting up against it, so let's drop a pin in this and take it offline.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
And then finally, I hope everyone set their clocks forward. I guess most people have the phones now that update automatically.
Yep.
At least that's the case for most of us. But now I've experienced something that seems very odd and modern. And that is, I feel extremely put out by the two or three clocks at my home that I have to manually set forward.
Oh?
That this puts me out. Like, I'm pissed that it doesn't update itself.
Do you know how many clocks I had to spring forward Saturday evening?
How many?
12. There are
that's
12
way, you have
clocks.
Way too many clocks
yeah,
in your
that's
house.
A lot.
In my house.
Gordon, your grandfather who fought in World War I or whatever it was.
World War II.
Is hearing this and saying, what?
I know.
He's saying,
hey, believe me,
my grandson is so soft.
What? Yes. My great-grandfather lived hand-to-mouth as a sharecropper and had to move around all his life trying to scrape together an existence. That was my great-grandfather.
And what are you complaining about?
And now I'm like, so I am so drained by the thought of having to get up and walk to the kitchen stove and reset the clock on it forward 1 hour, which involves pushing two buttons.
That's it. Or,
two buttons.
Or you have to climb on a chair to take the clock off the wall and roll.
The chair is way over there, and I have to get it over here.
It's way over there in my heated and air-conditioned home.
Right. Believe me, I know how soft I am. Oh. And it sickens me that humans get so accustomed to this level of luxury.
Yes.
We all live, even the poorest of us live in human luxury compared to the history of humankind.
Right.
But we are just so put out by things like this. Just update yourself. I don't want to walk over there. You bad clock. Update yourself. Work on yourself.
I have computer to play on.
I got computer. I need computer to look at. I have to get videos in my eyeballs. Update yourself over there.
Put memes in my eyes.
Put memes in my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, gosh,
all right, Gordo.
Hate us.
Thank you. That's the ODEX.